Tausch begins now. All right, Jesse, I don't want to be a party pooper, but I'm a little bit perplexed as to why this. Oh my gosh, the NFC North has become such a huge honking deal through six games. Best division in football. Are you all in on this? Because you were very excited about this roundtable that Domofsky was part of.
I do think it's a novelty that 6 weeks into the season, it's not, you know, it's obviously not the whole sample. It's just about a third of the way through. But the fact that all four teams would be in the playoffs, according to the current playoff picture as it sits, it is a novel thing. Like, every team is at least two games over 500. And I think when you came into the season, seeing that the Bears were playing the schedule that they were, knowing the improvements they had made, knowing that the Lions and Packers would be contenders as they were a year ago, and Minnesota being the surprise team but having a skilled position set of players that we knew could be a threat, it seems legitimate that these teams are all potential contenders to compete for not only playoff spots but to make a run come postseason time in January.
Tausch, are you all in on this? Are you interested in this?
It's super interesting in the fact that the NFC North has typically been two teams and then two teams that are kind of dipped. And we haven't seen this level. Really what we're talking about is the quarterback play. It's always been Green Bay, and then maybe somebody will get hot and
sure,
the Bears defense mm-hmm. will be really good. We're seeing, even with Sam Darnold, even though he's not going to be their guy moving forward, we're seeing good quality quarterback play. Some would say it's the best quarterback play on the top to bottom we've seen in a long time. But no, Jesse, I don't agree with Jesse's assessment of all of these teams are Super Bowl contenders. They're not. The Bears are not going to be a Super Bowl contender, and they know that. The Bears are doing a nice job. I think they're developing, they're growing. Whether or not they can take that next jump, I'm not buying it. But I do think these other three teams are going to be playoff teams. And Minnesota, to their credit, they're 5-0. If they win this weekend and go 6-0, and let's say Green Bay slips up, you're now looking at a two and a three-game lead, respectively, with that tiebreaker at this point being in your favor. On both, you've beaten both teams that are kind of right on your heels.
Mm-hmm.
They deserve a lot of credit. So Minnesota, I have to admit, hey, man, I was wrong. Their coach is really good. I thought quarterback play, and I didn't know where their defense was at. It's a lot better than I thought. But I still think this is Detroit and Green Bay. I still believe that's how this is going to shake itself out when it gets to be at the end of the year. But Minnesota deserves the – and I do think Minnesota is going to be a playoff team. I think you're going to get three teams out of this league or out of this division that are going to be playoff contenders.
So what I think is a little bit weird, though, and you mentioned the Vikings-Lions game as the game you're most interested in, right? Do you know how many NFC North teams the Lions have played so far this season? Zero. Do you know how many NFC North teams the Bears have played this season?
Yeah, zippo.
How many of the Packers played? One.
Uno.
The Vikings.
Uno.
And the Vikings have only played one. So I guess without poo-pooing.
What does that have to do with the price of cocoa?
Well, it has nothing to do with the price of cocoa, which apparently is going up as we learned earlier in the show.
Wow.
What it does have a lot to do is that if I know this is going to come as a very insightful comment, but if two NFC North teams play each other, barring a tie, one will win and one will lose. So,
wow. Did we hire Joe Barry to be our analyst? Son of a gun.
You know, Joe Barry is arrived. Because you got to take them away. They don't just give them.
The team that's victorious is the winning team, and the team that scores fewer points is the losing team.
Anybody else miss Joe Barry's analysis that we would dig into Fridays?
I do.
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah,
last year.
I miss him.
That was
him.
Fun.
Yeah.
I don't miss the defense and the lack of takeaways and all that, but I do miss that part.
So I guess my point is that it's great that they have this great record and they'd all be. But as Matt LaFleur said when this was brought up to him on Monday, wait till we start playing each other. I think he agrees that it's a good division. I think you would agree, Tausch, that as you said about the Vikings, that was the team we all thought was finishing last, right? Because they're transitioning, right, from Kirk Cousins and that era. But, you know, I would say this, and I think the Packers will prove this as well, that if you get a really good – here's another insightful Joe Barryism. You get a really good group of players – and you get a really smart defensive coordinator, your defense is going to be pretty good. And I know the Packers' pass rush has not been very good so far, but I still give them hope of that changing. And I think Jeff Hafley knows what he's doing. And I think it's pretty clear that Brian Flores knows what he's doing. And that is another factor in where these teams will end up. Do I think all four of them are making the playoffs? I don't. I think the Packers and the Lions will make it. I think the Vikings will have a little bit of a downward trend for a little while, but they'll probably be good enough to still make the playoffs, and that the Bears will be just on the outside looking in when it's all said and done. So it is a good division. It's a good, fun storyline in week six, but I want to see what happens when they start playing each other, because that has not really happened to this point.
Why are you always
Can you say that again,
up, Jason?
The good players... Good coaches. What is it? I just want to write this down because I had never heard this. How did that go again?
Check the YouTube comments. You can find out more. All right. So we do have some other things that we want to get to today before we run out of show.
Are we being too dismissive of the Bears? Because I felt this way. I talked with Jim, Matt, and Molly yesterday. I kind of felt that. I just don't buy it. I think they finally got their quarterback. And I said that I think he's a good player.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're getting better. They got wideouts. There's a lot of things if you're a Bears fan you should be excited about. But it's just I don't see it this year. But you could easily have said that same thing last year about us. And by us I mean the Packers, not you. I think that is one of the things. So maybe they'll take that big jump. Like Jordan and the Packers did last year. But that schedule, when you start looking at this division and the fact nobody's played anybody outside of the Vikings and Green Bay, we're going to eat our own. And that's where someone's going to come out on top, and I think it's going to be Detroit and Green Bay. And I do think Minnesota and Chicago, Minnesota has built itself up enough that I think they'll be able to withstand it. But I could also see that kind of, you pull on that string, I could see that sweater starting to unfold too.
Mm-hmm.
How many wins does it take for a team to get into the playoffs now? Because the Bears already
nine.
The Bears already have four. They have the Patriots, mm-hmm. the Cardinals, the Commanders, which you may or may not be a believer in the Commanders the same way you are about the Bears, and then a bunch of divisional games in Seattle are their
just wait
their
a second.
Schedule left here.
Jesse, who did you say they play? The Patriots and who else?
So their next couple of games here, it's they have a bye this week. Then they're at Washington.
Yep, they'll win that. Lose
at Arizona.
Wait, are they winning or losing the one against the Commanders? Because you said both. And why
no,
are you
loss.
In the studio now?
Oh, Pablo's. We took the training wheels off. This is all Pablo's show now.
Jeez, wanting more camera time. Skinny Jesse.
I don't blame him. Look at how good he looks. Yeah, he looks great. So the Patriots is a win. Commanders.
How do you get your hair to do that?
Do what?
Well, it kind of stands up. Do you use like a powder or more of a mousse? What do you got going on?
I talked to Jocko. He gave me some secret.
Oh, Jocko's got
recipe.
Some good
hair. Good.
Though.
Yeah.
Good.
Not that Jocko. That Jocko's bald.
Oh, different Jocko. Oh.
All right. Bears
Fair
are
enough.
At the Commanders, at the Cardinals, home Patriots, home Packers, Vikings, Lions, Niners, Vikings, Lions, Seahawks, Packers. So it's very backloaded.
That's a lot of losses. But that's a lot of losses at the end of that schedule. I'll say this.
I see a path to nine
they
wins.
They lose to Arizona. Arizona's their playoff game. They lose to Arizona, it's over. They're done.
If you're saying it takes 9 wins to get into the playoffs, there's a path to 9 wins for the Bears. Whether you believe they're a Super Bowl contender or not, they could steal a playoff spot from another team.
After this 3-game stretch, Commanders, Cardinals, Patriots, and the Commanders and the Cardinals are on the road.
Yeah, they're going to be 2-1 after those 3 games. So that gets them to 6.
Yeah, after that, it's all division games with the exception of the 49ers, who by December 8th you would think are starting to maybe not round into Super Bowl form, but are starting to look like the team you thought they were.
Tough to get up Mount Everest.
And the Seahawks, who are off to a strong start under their first-year coach. They may fade. Well, they may be like the Vikings, or maybe, right? So that is a backloaded schedule if I've ever seen one.
I'll say this. I feel really good about my, I'm not going to say wager, because I don't think that's, I feel really good about my decision to predict that the Chicago Bears are going to fall short of the playoffs. I'll say that.
All right. By the way, we're still getting more kickers. Tony Franklin, the barefooted kicker. Another barefooted kicker that we left out from earlier. Isn't he
once
the one where they...
Igwe Buikwe. Once you said that,
that was the coup de grace.
Yeah, that...
Okay.
Yeah. Stojanovic. I love Stojanovic. Remember he got that kick blocked in the snowstorm, and then Leon Lett went and tried to recover it, and then he got to kick it again, and he made it, and he beat Jimmy Johnson on Thanksgiving down there in snowy Dallas back in the old days?
I don't remember that.
That was a great game. Fun. Real fun game.
Well, if only we had prize picks that back then, and you could say more or less for Pete Stojanovic field goal attempts or makes.
Oh, that would have been the good old days. I am going to look at McManus this week, and Jason asked, and I'm trying to be a good teammate. I am going to pick more if it's one. I hope it's only one. But
special spaces.
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app. Over 10 million users. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. All you do, pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your pals and become part of that Prize Picks community today. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Prize Picks is the best way to win real money this football season. Make your picks in less than 60 seconds. Turn your sports opinions into real money all season long on Prize Picks. Sign up today. Get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win. You still get that $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Download the app. Use code WI. Get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Use code WI again to get that $50 after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run
your
game.
No McManus yet on the board for any of the kicking point options. No McManus yet. But there is an Anthony Edwards free square for the season opener next Tuesday. So you're going to want to check that out.
That's what I thought. I was going to bring that up. It's always fun when they throw those little free squares out there.
0.5 points for Ant-Man in the opener next week. So you got 5 days to get that one in, Tausch.
All right.
All right, Jesse, you have left Pedro unattended in the producer's room.
Pablo.
Pedro?
I'm not saying I've been told I'm being a jerk on YouTube today, so I ain't saying anything about that.
Pablo has been left unattended in the producer's room. Does that mean that you are going to require him to handle all of Did You Hear This? And is that some sort of major milepost for him to surpass as a producer?
No, Pablo is actually leaving the show after this segment, so I will go back to my usual
post. So you're bringing
in
Pedro to replace
him. We're going with the lefty, yeah.
I love you guys.
Okay, goodbye, Pablo and Pedro. Hello, Jesse. Did You Hear This is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world, cause it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes, cause your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time.
for a little Did You Hear This? Presented by Jesse Nelson, who is back in the producer's seat for this segment.
Consider it the radio version of a conversation at the water cooler. It's time for Did You Hear This on Wildy and Tausch.
This has been pretty fun having Barry Alvarez join the Great Dane Huddle on ESPN Madison. I think every week during this football season, Barry stopped by with Alex Gravatt, Tarek Salah, Derek Engler at the various Great Dane locations around downtown Madison and its corresponding suburbs.
So, Jesse, I ran into Coach Al Alvey yesterday over at the at Camp Randall adjacency.
Okay.
And he's excited. He loves doing the show. He's been doing it. How many times? He's done like five or six times.
Right? I think every week they've had a game, he's been on, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, we were kind of discussing the Northwestern part. I know a lot of Badger fans. There's a lot of PTSD when it comes to going down to Evanston. And some of the games down there, and it just, I think Coach wanted to make sure, but he knows, get those antennas up.
Well,
get those antennas up, because he, and I'm sure he said this on the Great Dane Huddle as well, but antennas need to be up.
Antennas up, not exactly how Barry Alvarez said it, but here he was earlier this week on the Great Dane Huddle talking about the Northwestern game coming up.
You know, well, I that was a tough place to play. The locker room's worse than the high school locker room, and it was just, I hated to go down there. Just it was a downer. It was a bummer.
No question. And
they're always a good team, and they're well coached. And you're going into like your old high school locker room. It's just like a step back. And you know, we didn't play well down there.
Well, good timing for stadium renovations. Worse than a high school locker room. Do you remember it that way, Tausch?
I just remember it was cramped. And you went out there, and it almost didn't feel like they had enough lights. I remember Money Davenport, my guy, made a game-winning 47-yard field goal down there in 97. And it just barely went over the field goal post. And it just, the exultation we had after beating them, because we'd handed them a game a couple of years earlier when they were kind of in their heyday with Darren Autry and some of the other players that they had. But tough place to play, and always good to go down there, because let's be honest, and this is another thing we were discussing yesterday, Northwestern saw, if you remember, Jason, in the 80s and 90s, we and Northwestern both stunk. We were
indeed
the laughing stocks of the Big Ten.
Indeed.
And then we pulled ourselves out of it, and Northwestern's looking around like, well, why can't we do this?
And
so
then they
Gary
did
Barnett
for a
basically,
little while.
Gary Barnett basically said, what did Alvey do? We're doing that same thing. We're gonna pound people. We're going to be physical. We're going to make them pay. And they built themselves a nice program. So it basically, you're looking in the mirror. And sometimes you look in the mirror and you think, oh. And it's sometimes, like Jesse now, looks in the mirror and he's like, dang, I look good. You want to be the one on Saturday night looking and saying, yeah, we look pretty good. And we're not going to let Northwestern out Wisconsin, Wisconsin. That was always, no, that's us. You can't try to knock this off and then come down and beat us. And I think that was always the fun part, and Iowa's kind of doing that too. So we set that tone as this is how we're going to win. We haven't been very good. And then all of a sudden, 90s come, 2000s, we get better. Northwestern kind of took that same playbook.
Uh-huh.
And I think Barry respects the heck out of that.
I just love how completely unabashed he is now. Like, he would have never, these are all things he would have never in a million years said when he was coaching, right? Or even, frankly,
not publicly.
Correct.
This is, you're getting a great insight into
and it's awesome
how this went. And it's always fun when people retire and they don't give you know what's
yes
about what's.
Indeed.
That's where Coach is at this point. And I know he's having a great time with Derek and Tark. And is it Gravy? Gravy's
Alex
doing that
Gravatt
with him,
is
Jesse?
The lead host of that
is
show.
Is that what we're calling him? Gravy? Is that his nickname?
One of many.
Yeah, somebody called him Gravy.
Did you hear this?
Stopping around the Everlight Solar Studios. That's what I heard.
And Gravy asked Barry Alvarez on Monday night's Great Dane Huddle, are the Badgers back? A lot of people sharing that on social media after back-to-back impressive wins. Here's what Barry Alvarez had to say in response to that question.
I don't think after one game you say they're back. You have to see consistency. You have to see consistency. Come back this week and let's do the same thing this week at Northwestern, which has been a tough place for us to play as long as I've been here.
Tausch, you ready to say it after this week if the Badgers get it done, that this thing's back on the right track?
I can tell you is hanging around practices and seeing the energy level, it is so much different than what it's been prior to that Purdue game. Last week was a great, what is that, a B12 shot when you get that extra juice?
Yes, Costanza. I think you're right. Yep.
You just sense that everybody, the vibe and everything, but yes, you got to validate. That was a great win last week. I don't think anybody anticipated. I think some thought we'd go into Piscataway on a Saturday and win. I don't think anybody envisioned what we saw. I know I didn't.
Mm-mm.
I was pleased as punch that it happened, and now you got to validate. And if you do that, you set up a great tussle for a Saturday night Noah Eagle game against the Penn State Lions.
Does that make this weekend validation Saturday for the Wisconsin Badgers?
I could jump on board with that. Yeah, I think that's fair.
You're probably right that it is. The problem is the last time we announced a validation day,
it did not go well.
It went poorly.
When was the Tennessee Titans game.
Validation yes. Thursday.
That was bad.
Not
that
great, Bob.
Bad.
Not great, Bob.
Did you hear this?
Last up from Barry Alvarez, one of the reasons why he thinks the Badgers are turning it around. Tausch, you're going to enjoy this because of the offensive line up front.
For a back to run for 200 yards, he's not doing it by himself. I mean, you can't get past the line of scrimmage if they're not doing a good job. So, to me, your line is back in sync and playing like some of our really good lines. That gives you a chance. Now you've got a good back carrying it behind him. That's how you get the ball rolling.
We starting to find the identity of the Badger offense, Tausch?
It seems as if that's the case. We have, after a couple of weeks, where are the big plays? That was kind of the question mark. And then, Vinny Anthony has arrived, and he's leading the country yards per catch. So when you start looking at that and what Braden has been able to do at quarterback, you have to be excited. But coach is right, as he is on a lot of stuff. You win up front. This group is a lot better, and they're trending and getting better and better week in and week out. And you could say, well, you put Walker back there, and that run game has gotten better. That's an accurate assessment. It has. But you still have other things that you're doing, but the fellas up front, protection-wise, have been pretty doggone good, and a lot of that is because you're able to run the football. But Northwestern, Luke Fickell at his press conference, and just listening to kind of how his tone, Northwestern whooped Wisconsin last year, and it wasn't some fluky, all bunch of turn. It was a physical. He went and did the old, I'm not going to say that we got dominated at the line of scrimmage, but then he said we got dominated at the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
A lot like I sensed last week, people were kind of thinking, oh, Rutgers, oh, it's physical. And when you hear that, sometimes you can hear it and say, oh, that's great for Rutgers. Other times you can hear it and say, what are you saying about us?
Yep.
It's been pretty
we're
crystal clear that
you.
The boys are going to be – it is going to be a big test because Northwestern on defense, they are physical and they are sound. So you're going to have to play a really good game up front to do what you want to do on offense, and that's the test. And I'm excited to see if we pass another one and validate the last couple of weeks.
In the baby stadium where they play soccer and have golf tournaments. All right, that's it for...
A little curious about the bathroom situation there. I don't know what that's going to look like. It's a long day.
A lot of porta-potties, probably.
I don't know.
So your concerns are the cramped quarters, potentially?
No,
is that
I just
what
don't
your
know.
Concern is?
Yeah, I'd be more concerned if I was LePay.
I'm not real sure what I'm even concerned about, but I'm telling you, I'm concerned. I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, it makes sense. I feel like they, like at the AmFam Championship, the porta potties are next, like elite level porta potties. They're not
yeah, they're
just
porta potties.
So, but again, that's why I'm wondering if you're concerned a little bit about the cramped spaces and how exactly
that sounds
you'll
like a Taylor Swift song.
Squeeze like in there, yeah. Okay. Well, maybe they'll have to pour you into the tiny like they pour you in, Coach.
I don't like that.
Let's move on. Tito's Handmade Vodka on game day. Yeah, pour me in, Coach, to the baby stadium. From a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch. Root, root, root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. Stack a spicy bloody. Salt the rim of a Tito Rita or take home the win with a Tito's and whatever your heart desires. Soda, cranberry, water, whatever it is, you're calling the game. You change up your roster or wash that lucky jersey as long as you make Tito's your first round bottle pick. Whose house? Oh, you know it's Tito's house. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at titosvodka.com, crafted to be savored responsibly.
Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
I remember the nights when we were young, dumb, and wild and free. When I closed my eyes, I could see you in my sweatshirt. Dancing around that college bar. These days I don't know where you are, but I get to keep these memories forever.
I remember that it's time for Whoa, Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
If I said the name Neil Brown, do you guys have any idea who that is?
Chocolate sales guy?
Doing a heck of a job there, Brownie.
Yeah. Neil Brown is the head football coach of the West Virginia Mountaineers. Why is Neil Brown relevant, you may ask?
Why is Neil Brown relevant?
The West Virginia Mountaineers just lost a primetime game at home to Iowa State, who is undefeated. They host Kansas State this weekend, also in a nationally televised primetime game. West Virginia is 3-3. Morale is not high for the Mountaineers program. And head coach Neil Brown said at his Monday press conference earlier this week, when asked about a message for the fans who are upset with West Virginia's up-and-down season, I quote from the ESPN article, "I get that they want to win, but what I would say is, did they have a good time? Did they enjoy it? It was a pretty good atmosphere, you know? I'm assuming they probably had a pretty good time tailgating. So if they're in the deal for enjoyment, then I would come back. I looked at the weather, and it's going to be nice again. It's a night game, and we need them to provide a home field advantage."
That's fun. I appreciate his honesty. I think from a head coach, I probably want maybe a little bit more accountability, like that why we're not winning. But West Virginia probably is just looking at saying, man, we don't have the NIL. We're not in a big boy conference. What are they? Are they considered Big 12?
They are the
now?
Big 12. They're not just considered the Big 12. They
so
are
they're
the
not
Big 12.
But they're not one of the big boys, and they kind of know their place. So do you want to accept reality? That's what he's doing.
He literally dropped the, "I just hope everybody has fun." Was it like that's
yeah, I
want to
drive home safely
said.
And have, yeah. Again, I don't want that for the Wisconsin Badgers under any circumstance, but is it better to enjoy? We always say smell the roses, enjoy the ride. you're right. Otherwise, it's going to be really sad and disheartening. I've never heard a coach do this, so it's unique. I don't know what to make of this. I'm super confused. I know I don't want it for my team, but if I'm a team that's really average and I have a great atmosphere and I'm trying to sell it, all he's doing is being a sales guy. That's what he's doing.
The weather's going to be nice.
Yeah, I'm kind of flustered. I'm not 100% sure where to go with that. He's kind of disarmed me a little bit.
They're 3-3, right? They're not like 0-6.
No, they're
super average, yeah.
They beat Kansas.
Yeah, it's been an up-and-down year for our guy in Kansas.
A lot of downs.
Indeed. I don't know what he was going for here, but I'll say this. No one's talking about his team right now, right? And what, you know, whether they got a bad pass rush or their offensive line isn't playing well, he took the pressure off his guys. And now everyone's focusing on what he said about, did you have a good time? Maybe that's part of his genius. I don't know. I didn't even know this guy existed until this topic.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what he's going for.
I have to be honest. I'm not sure why we're talking about West Virginia football, but it's a funny. Well, if you're the athletic director, I'm not pleased by this at all.
By the way, he's in his sixth season as the head coach.
He's been there a minute.
We need to be better at... They're in the Big 12 now, is that right?
They've been there a while now, yeah, like almost a decade.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. I don't know. I clearly do not know enough about West Virginia football. That's for
all,
sure.
All I was thinking as you were talking about this is I am super bummed that I can't go to the Greenbrier Classic.
There it is.
Basketball. That's what I was thinking about. All this other, because I heard it's lovely, weather's going to be good. You get to West Virginia, you're going to have a good time. And now I can't go to the second White House. I think I told you there's a old White House that used to be at the Greenbrier.
Whoa, Nelly!
I do want to get to this before we run out of time talking about the Greenbrier.
Did you find that completely disinteresting? Or
I want to ask you if it was it IPT for me to ask Becca to go dumpster diving the other day?
I beg your pardon?
So we took Mo to the vet, and we forgot to collect a sample for the vet to have to check to make sure he's doing okay. And she texted me. I'd come back. We had a big event on Tuesday night that I went to with our team. And so she texted me saying, did you remember to grab that when you came home and walked the dog? I said, no.
Did you grab the poop?
But I threw it in the garbage can, and they just collected it. So it's right there. It's the only thing in the garbage can at the bottom of it. You can just grab it out of there. And she did not take too kindly to the suggestion that she tip over the garbage can to get the bag of dog poop to get the sample to take to the vet. So then the next day I had to...
Was it in a dumpster or was it in your like thing you put out?
In the garbage can that goes to the driveway. Yeah, it was in the garbage can.
Oh.
Was it in a bag or was it loose?
It was bagged up.
Yeah, I don't... It pains me to say this, but I'm Team Jesse on this.
That's not dumpster diving.
It's not.
You're painting a false picture.
She interpreted it as dumpster diving. It doesn't matter how I painted
it. That's
what
she
interpreted.
She couldn't be more wrong.
She was offended that I asked her to go dive into the garbage can to get the dog poop to take to the vet because I forgot.
You're completely fine on this. Now, if it was one of those big like construction dumpsters, you got to get a ladder to jump in there, and then you got to like sift through and find it. That's dumpster diving, Jesse. Not going out to your driveway in an empty garbage can and like, false advertising there, B.
B. Deuces,
whoa,
B, and false
Nelly.
Advertising, B. We're also out of music and we're almost out of time. I feel like we did not exactly crescendo on Whoa, Nelly today.
I thought you guys would actually be more into that one than you were, so I appreciate you being on my side for a change.
Let's talk some more about the Greenbrier.
Let's hope everybody had fun.
Heard it's the second White House.
We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
All right, Tausch, since you seem to think that we didn't engage enough on the Greenbrier, why are you not able to go to the game, to the tournament? Is there a conflict with Badger football?
Yeah, I love
tournaments, early season tournaments.
First off, we win a lot of them. I mean, nobody's ever going to forget that Fort Myers championship. There we go.
Core, I think a lot of people are going to forget that championship.
West Virginia was there. They had fun.
We had a lot of laughs. Yeah, Tony Bennett is there. So that was a ton of fun. So I try to get there. I know they did one down in the Bahamas. And so it's just fun. And the Greenbrier, I've never been to the state of West Virginia. So you know I love to travel and I love getting out there. So it would have been great, but we're in Nebraska. And I think the tournament, the Greenbrier, starts on that Friday. We got a tussle down in Lincoln on that Saturday. So unfortunately, I won't be able to do it.
All right, well, we will be in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Well, not you, because you'll be getting ready to go to the Little Baby Stadium in Chicago for Badgers Wildcats. But we will be at Titletown. That's not a straight-on kick that you're practicing, Jesse. You're practicing soccer style, even though you said you were going to go straight on.
I'm ready.
I'm going to go put that holder thing in the car right now so I don't forget. We'll do it again tomorrow live from Titletown.
Why don't you just hold for him?
I'm not risking that.
He doesn't trust me.
You're
not going to risk holding?
He doesn't want his fingers to get kicked.
These fingers are my life, man. I need these fingers, man.
That's true.
Also, I might Lucy him if I do hold for him, and that might actually make for a good digital only.
Yeah, on second thought, I want the holder.
Exactly. That's what I thought. We'll do it again tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.